We've bundled together the best bits of Lisa and Pete for this podcast. Bundle your health, car and home cover with HBF and start saving today.
Tomorrow night, really looking forward to this. Redesign My Brain is back for Series 2 at 8:30 on the ABC. Here is your host, Tob Sampson, who joins us on Lisa and Pete. Hello.
Hi there.
Hey, Todd. For anyone who isn't up to date on Series 1, the show is not about making you a genius. It's about getting you to understand how to use your brain to its most capable, isn't it?
Yes, it's an adventure science show, basically. And the premise of the show, Series 1 and now Series 2, is that anyone, regardless of their station in life or how much money they earn or where they live, anyone has the ability to improve their brain. And this show is about showing practical ways that we can all do that.
What are some of these practical ways? Because I tried a little experiment on myself where, it could redesign my brain in a way, if I could use the title of your show, by instead of using my right hand to brush my teeth, use my left hand to brush my teeth. And I started getting pretty adept at it after a couple of weeks.
Well, then it's time to change again. Maybe use your feet now. So the principle, oh my God, I hope there's not an endemic of people brushing their teeth with their feet. So the principle of brain plasticity is that the brain is very, very efficient. It needs to be for survival. So if you want your brain to change, to grow, to rewire, you have to push it outside of comfort zone and do things you've never done before. And some of those things are like, you know, brush your teeth with your non-dominant hand, learn to juggle, learn a new language, learn an instrument. All of those things are excellent for brain health.
After Series 1, have you had people, you know, some feedback from people saying, yes, that has helped me redesign my brain?
Yes, I've definitely had tons of feedback of people. You know, and so have the scientists. Because if you imagine, I've been fortunate enough to travel all around the globe talking to the cutting-edge scientists in this field and getting them to give me practical tips and then doing it on me.
Yep.
But I think this series 2, one of the bigger takeouts is going to be around managing fear, stress, and anxiety and what the science tells us about that.
Yeah, that will be interesting because, I mean, that is today's thing, to be anxious or have stress. Episode 1 is pretty much the old adage, I guess, it's amazing what you can do if you put your mind to it.
Yeah, and that episode's all about adaptability, pain, and mental flexibility. And it's worth noting on the pain thing, because this was a big eye-opener for me. I went to the world's leading pain specialist in America, and they put me in a scanner, an fMRI scanner. They put my head in the scanner, and they attached an iron to the back of my leg. And they turned the iron on and basically measured my pain signature in my brain. They then asked me to meditate using mindfulness meditation, which I've been interested in for nearly 20 years. And then they did the same test, and my pain signature dropped by nearly 70%.
No way. Wow. Well, it's 3 episodes. I've had a read through of what goes on with all 3. You're one heck of a guinea pig, Todd.
I know. It gets, and a lot of people are going to, the finale is, well, this is set the stage. So the finale is about managing fear and anxiety. And I attempt a wire walk 22 stories up between 2 skyscrapers with no top line, no net, 1 tagline, and no pole. And I have to say, 1, I had never been so scared in my life.
Yeah.
And 2, the whole thing does not go to plan.
Oh wow. My God. All right.
I hate heights, so I can't wait to see this so I can see what I could do to help myself out with that as well. That is the coolest part about watching this show, Redesign My Brain, Season 2, tomorrow night, 8:30 is when it kicks off. Todd Sampson, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Todd.
Are you going to put your headphones on and join me?
Here.
Are you?
You haven't even said anything yet.
No, well, I told you this hour I'd be watching State of Origin, so you've got to do the rest.
Oh, come on.
Say Mix 94.5. No? Oh,
Mix 94.5.
Thanks. Now say it's the Lisa and Pete Show.
It's the Lisa and Pete Show
now
in the Aussie Rules state of Western Australia. I don't give a damn about the State of Origin.
Oh, fine.
Game of no necks. Seems like
no.
Object of the game is just who can run like buggery to the other end and not get knocked down.
It's a game of two halves.
Throw themselves down across the line.
Not
Am
a
I
game
wrong?
Of no necks.
Am I right?
It's a great excuse for somebody to go and get us a pizza.
Now listen, in all seriousness, reality television has been responsible for putting some really questionable, probably immoral crap on our TV screens. But this one could well take the biscuit.
What is it?
Which would explain why the producers of the controversial new reality show, which features a family living under Nazi occupation,
what?
Have been accused of insensitivity.
Oh, wow, really?
Insensitivity, to say the least. Criticism is mounting against Holiday in the Protectorate. That's what it's called.
Is this an actual show?
Yes, produced by Czech Television, which claims to recreate life under the Nazis in a mountainous region of Bohemia between 1939 and 1945.
Oh, wow.
The 8-episode show takes one modern family and places them on a farm in an attempt to shed light on the brutality that ordinary people had to endure during German occupation. Their struggles range from daily farming tasks to dealing with food shortages to intimidation from Nazi soldiers, interrogation by the Gestapo, and simulated air raids.
I can't believe that's actually a thing.
No, nor can I. Wow. A Kenyan lawyer has reportedly offered US President Barack Obama 50 cows as well as other assorted livestock in exchange for his 16-year-old daughter Malia's hand in marriage.
I've seen this.
Felix Kiprono says he is willing to pay 50 cows, 70 sheep and 30 goats. That's a lot.
That is a lot.
In order to fulfill his dream of marrying the first daughter. Kiprono said he intends to formally put his offer of marriage to Obama and hopes the president will bring his daughter with him when he makes his first presidential visit to Kenya in July. Well, Felix, I reckon this just helped him make a decision as to whether she's going to Kenya.
Yeah.
Suddenly she's going on camp.
Obama, the rest of Obama's family is still in Kenya.
Oh, don't stop, start.
Yeah.
Donald Trump.
Don't stop, start.
Don't start. Diana Ross says isn't he Hawaiian? That would be in Hawaii?
No, no.
This just reminded me because Diana Ross says she's planning a Hawaiian wedding bash for her daughter Chudney.
What? What's, sorry, run that by me again.
Chudney.
Chudney. C-H-U-D-N-E-Y.
Yes. All of Chudney's siblings will be in the wedding party. Mustard, pickle and quince. Good God, Diana.
No, come on, keep going.
No, that's it.
Oh, there's got to be more.
Chudney. Green. Speaking of green, have you tried the Coke Life?
I have, and I like it.
Do you like it?
Yes.
It's the Coke Life is the new lower calorie stevia sweetened version of Coke. You must be among the few that do because.
Why?
Well, it's things haven't started well for Coke Life. The sales have fallen well short of expectations. About 7 million litres were sold in its first 5 weeks.
That
sounds like a
lot.
It sounds like a lot, 7 million litres. Compared, you know, I mean, it's really not. I've tried it. I didn't like it.
Why didn't you like it?
Diet Coke because I don't those the whatever the artificial sweetener they use, it tastes like metal to me.
Yeah.
I don't like
it.
Yeah. And I also find that it's not fizzy. It has a foam rather than a fizz. It's like flotsam and jetsam.
Did you ever try
and I found the Coke Life was pretty much the same.
Did you ever try some of the others
flat.
Like vanilla Coke and cherry Coke and stuff like that?
Vanilla Coke.
Yeah,
yuck.
Really?
But the cherry Coke I liked.
See, I found vanilla Coke quite smooth.
No, too sweet. Cherry
fair
Coke,
enough.
Okay. So, big kind of fizzer for their big campaign. Yeah,
that was great.
I like it.
That was great.
But thank you. Thank you, Fizzer Coke.
So welcome.
See what I did there. But it wouldn't be the first. There's been some big product fails over the years. In fact, perhaps the biggest of all time was the new Coke, the 1985 change in the Coke recipe. It's when Pepsi came on the market.
And
for some reason, they decided to change the formula. Well, the world went mad.
Yeah, but
the company,
it
says, people seem to hold any Coca-Cola employee from security officers at their headquarters to neighbors who worked for Coke personally responsible for the change, and they had to change it back.
I would love to know if anybody has got like a like one of those original Cokes from pre-1985. Like, I don't know. I know
it'd they changed it back.
Yeah, but it'd be flat by now. But, like, I reckon it'd be worth something. You know, like,
what would be worth something probably would be the new recipe that didn't last. They have gone back to the old recipe, but there have been lots. What about the Vegemite ice snack
of
a couple of years back?
This was ridiculous.
Cheesy Vegemite it was.
2009 it came out. Absolutely disastrous debut.
It
was called the iSnack 2.0.
Did they had a big advertising campaign to name it?
It was massive. Absolutely massive. And iSnack isn't bad, but I don't rate it. I never rate it. Did you try the iSnack?
Yeah, I did. Yeah? I'd rather just put a slice of cheese on my Vegemite.
Yeah, that's fair enough. What about the Vegemite chocolate?
No, I didn't like it. With that first bite.
Because that might
Vegemite
be another one.
There's just too much chocolate in the world
did
to
you
be eating Vegemite chocolate.
Did you ever see the Zune?
No.
Oh, this one. Now, this one's a good laugh. The Microsoft Zune came out about 06. This was when Microsoft wanted to go up against Apple's iPod Music Player.
Oh, right.
And they had absolutely nothing.
Obviously, it didn't last very long. Mm. I didn't even see it. Or what about the cocaine energy drink?
What?
Marketed, this is just a few years ago, 2007. I think it was marketed as having 3.5 times the amount of caffeine as Red Bull. It was pulled from shelves after Redux beverages were declared to be illegally marketing their drink as an alternative to street drugs.
Oh, my goodness.
3.5 times the hit of Red Bull.
That's insane. Ooh. Yeah. I think one of my favourites was Daryl Summers. Remember when he tried to make himself come back? No. People didn't take to that lightly. Oh, God.
You can listen to Lisa and Pete while you travel or at home, and you can bundle your health, home and car cover with HBF. Start saving today.